ਤਨਾਸਰੀ ਮਹੱਲਾ ਪੰਜਵਾਂ। ਜਿਸ ਕਾ ਤਨ ਮਨ ਧਨ ਸਭ ਤਿਸ ਕਾ ਸੋਈ ਸੁਗਰ ਸੁਜਾਨੀ। ਜਿਸ ਕਾ ਤਨ ਮਨ ਧਨ ਸਭ ਤਿਸ ਕਾ ਸੋਈ ਸੁਗਰ ਸੁਜਾਨੀ। ਤਿਨ ਹੀ ਸੁਣਿਆ ਦੁਖ ਸੁਖ ਮੇਰਾ ਤੋਂ ਬਿਧ ਨੀਕੀ ਕਠਾਨੀ। ਜੀ ਕੀ ਏਕੇ ਹੀ ਪਹਿ ਮਾਨੇ ਅਵਰ ਜਤਨ ਕਰ ਰਹੇ ਬੋਥੇਰੇ ਤਿਨ ਤਿਲ ਨਹੀਂ ਕੀਮਤ ਜਾਨੇ। ਜੀ ਕੀ ਏਕੇ ਹੀ ਪੀ ਮਾਨੇ ਪਹਿ ਮਾਨੇ।
ਵਾਹਿਗੁਰੂ ਜੀ ਕਾ ਖਾਲਸਾ, ਵਾਹਿਗੁਰੂ ਜੀ ਕੀ ਫਤਿਹ। ਗੁਰੂ ਪਿਆਰੀ ਸਾਧ ਸੰਗਤ ਜੀ, ਯੂ ਆਰ ਆਲ ਸਿਟਿੰਗ ਹੇਅਰ ਇਨ ਫਰੰਟ ਆਫ ਸਤਿਗੁਰੂ ਜੀ ਦਰਬਾਰ। ਯੂ ਹੈਵ ਬੀਨ ਲਿਸਨਿੰਗ ਟੂ ਗੁਰਮਤ ਵਿਚਾਰਾਂ, ਗੁਰਮਤ ਬਚਨ, ਲਿਸਨਿੰਗ ਟੂ ਦ ਹਿਸਟਰੀ ਆਫ ਆਰ ਗ੍ਰੇਟ ਸਤਿਗੁਰੂ। ਬਟ ਨਾਓ ਲੈਟ ਅਸ ਸਿਟ ਟੁਗੈਦਰ ਐਂਡ ਡੂ ਸਮ ਗੁਰਬਾਣੀ ਵਿਚਾਰ। We just heard the opening lines of this Shabd of Satguruji's. Let us take the next 20 minutes or so to see what Satguruji is telling us. Before I begin, I wish to ask for all of your blessings and my Satguruji's blessings, so I may be able to describe this Shabd as accurately as possible. I ask you all to put your focus on this Shabd, your concentration on this Shabd, and to help us do that. Let us repeat together. Samuh Sadh Sangat Ji Japana Ji Satnam Sri Vaheguru.
ਜਿਸ ਕਾ ਤਨ ਮਨ ਤਨ ਸਭ ਤਿਸ ਕਾ ਸੋਈ ਸੁਗਰ ਸੁਜਾਨੀ।
ਸਤਿਗੁਰੂ ਜੀ ਸੇਜ਼ ਇਨ ਦ ਫਰਸਟ ਲਾਈਨ ਕਿ ਜਿਸ ਕਾ ਤਨ ਮਨ ਧਨ ਸਭ ਤਿਸ ਕਾ ਸੋਈ ਸੁਗੜ ਸੁਜਾਨੀ। ਦੇਰਸ ਥ੍ਰੀ ਥਿੰਗਸ, ਤਨ ਮੀਨਸ ਬਾਡੀ, ਮਨ ਮੀਨਸ ਮਾਇੰਡ, ਐਂਡ ਧਨ ਮੀਨਸ ਐਵਰੀਥਿੰਗ ਐਲਸ ਵੀ ਸੀ ਅਰਾਊਂਡ ਅਸ। ਸਤਿਗੁਰੂ ਜੀ ਸੇਜ਼ ਦੈਟ ਪਰਸਨ who created everything, it all belongs to him too. Just like if we were to build something, to make something, we say it's ours. We say it's mine. I made it. It's mine. So whoever made this mind, this body and everything else, it all belongs to him. But now the question is, who created all this? Who made everything? Satguruji tells us in Gurbani, ਖਾਕ ਨੂਰ ਕਰਦੰ ਆਲਮ ਦੁਨੀਆਏ ਅਸਮਾਨ ਜਿਨਮੀ ਦਰਖਤ ਆਪ ਪੈਦਾਇਸ ਖੁਦਾਏ। ਹੀ ਸੇਇੰਗ ਦੈਟ ਗੋਡ ਇਜ਼ ਦਾ ਵਨ ਹੂ ਮੇਡ ਐਵਰੀਥਿੰਗ, ਦ ਸਕਾਈ, ਦ ਲੈਂਡ, ਦ ਟ੍ਰੀਜ਼, ਦ ਵਾਟਰ। ਗੋਡ ਇਜ਼ ਦਾ ਵਨ ਦੈਟ ਕ੍ਰੀਏਟਡ ਐਵਰੀਥਿੰਗ ਵੀ ਸੀ ਅਰਾਊਂਡ ਅਸ, ਐਂਡ ਦੈਟ ਗੋਡ ਹੂ ਕ੍ਰੀਏਟਡ ਐਵਰੀਥਿੰਗ, ਹੀ ਓਨਸ ਅਸ ਟੂ। And then they say, Soi Sugad Sujani. They're saying that God, He's totally knowledgeable. He knows about every little thing. You know, when we buy something, if something goes wrong with what we bought, we take it back to the manufacturer. We take it back to the person who made it. Why? Because He's the one who made it. He knows how to fix it. He knows how all the wires work. He knows how all the nuts and bolts are supposed to be so he can fix it. That's the same way with God. And if God is all-knowing, Guru is all-knowing too. Why? Because God and Guru are one. Gur Parameshwar Eko Soe. God and Guru are both one. They say, Par Brahm Parameshwar Anoop. ਕਿ ਪਰਮੇਸ਼ਰ ਬੜਾ ਹੀ ਬੇਅੰਤ ਆ, ਬੜਾ ਹੀ ਅਨੂਪ ਆ, ਪਰ ਜੇ ਕੋਈ ਕਵੇ ਮੈਨੂੰ ਕੋਈ ਪਰਮੇਸ਼ਰ ਦੀ ਮੂਰਤੀ ਵਿਖਾਵੇ ਤਾਂ ਸਤਿਗੁਰੂ ਜੀ ਨੇ ਦੱਸਿਆ, ਸਤਿਗੁਰੂ ਜੀ ਨੇ ਦੱਸਿਆ ਕਿ ਪਰਮੇਸ਼ਰ ਦੀ ਮੂਰਤੀ ਕੀ ਆ, ਪਾਰ ਬ੍ਰਹਮ ਪਰਮੇਸ਼ਰ ਅਨੂਪ ਸਫਲ ਮੂਰਤ ਗੁਰ ਤਿਸਕਾਰ ਰੂਪ। ਗੁਰੂ ਇਜ਼ ਦਾ ਪਿਕਚਰ ਆਫ ਗੋਡ, ਗੁਰੂ ਐਂਡ ਗੋਡ ਆਰ ਵਨ। ਸੋ ਇਫ ਗੋਡ ਇਜ਼ ਆਲ ਨੋਇੰਗ, ਗੁਰੂ ਇਜ਼ ਆਲ ਨੋਇੰਗ, ਐਂਡ ਦੈਨ ਸਤਿਗੁਰੂ ਜੀ ਇਨ ਦਾ ਨੈਕਸਟ ਲਾਈਨ ਸੇਜ਼, ਹਾਂਜੀ ਜੀ,
ਤਿੰਨ ਹੀ ਸੁਣਿਆ ਦੁੱਖ ਸੁੱਖ ਮੇਰਾ ਤੋਂ ਬਿਦ ਨੀਕੀ ਕਟਾਣੇ।
ਦੇ ਸੇਇੰਗ ਦੈਟ ਗੋਡ, ਦੈਟ ਗੁਰੂ, ਹੀ ਲਿਸਨਸ ਟੂ ਆਲ ਆਫ ਆਰ ਪੇਨਸ ਐਂਡ ਆਲ ਆਫ ਆਰ ਵਰੀਜ਼ ਐਂਡ ਸਟ੍ਰੈਸਿਸ। See, if we go to somebody in this world and we tell them that I have this pain, they'll listen to us for 5 minutes, 10 minutes, 20, 30 minutes, but eventually they'll start selling their own pains. They'll say, you think you got pains? I have more pains than you. Because only that person who himself is worry-free, stress-free, only that person who has no pains himself, he can get rid of your pains. But everybody in this world is full of pains. Satguruji has said, Nanak Dukhiya Sab Sansar, this entire world is in pain. But there's only one person, wherever you look, you see pain. Jo jo disa, so so rogi, rog rat mera satguru jogi. Only one, the true saint, the satguru, only satguru ji is without pain. He's the only one who can help us. And that's what satguru ji says, tinhi sunya dukh sukh mera. Just like if we have pains, we go to our mother, we go to our father, we tell them. We can't tell our friends because we're embarrassed, they might laugh at us. But we know our parents will always be there for us. That's how the Guru is. They say, Gurudev Mata, Gurudev Pita. The Guru is the mother, the Guru is the father, the Guru is always there to help you. And they go, Tin hi sunya dukh sukh mera. And he doesn't just listen to our pains. They say, Satguruji also tells us the cure for our pains, how we can cure our pains. And that's what Satguruji says in this line. And the next line Satguruji says,
Ji ki eke hi pehe mane.
Satguruji says, for this ji, for this soul, there's only one way to find happiness. There's only one way to find inner peace. And that is through the God, that is through the Guru. Hanji.
Avar jatan kar rehe botere, tin til nahi kimat jane.
Satguruji says that even though we all know there's only one way to find inner peace through the Guru, but people still, they try their own ways to find happiness. They still don't believe the Guru, they think they can do it on their own. Some people think if we have lots and lots of wealth, we can become happy, we can find happiness. But Satguruji in Gurbani says, Nange paamho te gae, jinke laakh karo. Even those people who had millions and millions of dollars, they left this world empty-handed, barefooted, they couldn't take it with them. With lots of money, you can buy a nice bed to sleep on. But what are you going to do if you can't sleep, if your mind's full of stress? Some people think that if we make lots and lots of friends, we can find happiness. We'll always have people to talk to keep our mind busy. But Bhagat Kabir ji says, Kabir, sukh na eh jug kare jo bahut meet. That person who does lots and lots of friends, has lots and lots of friends in this world, even they are not happy. If we read Gurbani, they go, Mittar kanere kar thaki, mera dukh kaate koi. Oh, kande main bade mittar kite aas rakhi. Main bade mittar banwaye is sansaar, is karke koi na koi mera dukh kate, par koi bhi na kat sakya. They said, I made lots and lots of friends in this world, thinking that maybe even one of them can cut my pains and help me, but none of them. But ikkoi mitre, only one friend, mitre kanere kar thaki, mera dukh kaate koi. Mil pritam duk kateya savad milava hoy. They said, the only one friend I found was my God, my Guru, who showed me the path. That's the type of friend you want. These friends of this world, they don't go along with you. Duk sukh mein bo sangi pe, duk mein sang na koi. In the good times, they're all there, these friends of this world. But when the tough times come, they all get up and leave your side. That's not a friend. A friend is one wherever you look, you see him sitting there. And there's only one like that. Sajjan sai naal mein, chaldeya naal chalan, jithe lekha mangiye, tithe khade disan. Wherever I look, I see that friend standing there, and that friend is the Guru. Whether I'm sitting here in Canada, America, India, Russia, Japan, or any other world, that friend is always there with me. That's the friend you need. And that's what Satguruji is saying, that there is only one being, only one person in this world who can help us find inner peace. And the next line, Satguruji continues,
Angamrita nama nirmolaka hira guru dino manatane.
Satguruji says that the Guru listens to our pains, to our suffering, and just like a doctor, he listens and then he gives the medicine. The Guru gives the medicine too. Nirmolaka hira, and this medicine is very rare. It's not easy to find. It can only be given through the Guru. And this medicine is the medicine of the Amrit Naam, the medicine of the name of God. And it can only be gotten from the Guru. Gur kunji pahu nival man kotha tan shat, nanik gur bin man ka taak ne ugde avar ne kunji hath. They're saying the Guru is the only one who has the key to our minds. He's the only one who can give us true happiness, true inner peace. And Satguruji gives us that medicine, and then they tell us what to do with it in the next line.
Dige na dolle dreh kar reho purna hoy tripatane.
Satguruji says, Dige na dolle dreh kar reho Puran hoye triptani. They're saying, Diga na dole. They're telling us how great this name of God is. They're saying the name of God is so powerful, so strong, that it can't fall. Nobody can push it. Nobody can hurt the name of God. And that person who repeats the name of God, they become just like that. They become powerful just like that. Nobody can hurt them. Nobody can push them. Nobody can do anything to them. There's so many examples from Gurbani of such people. But one example that comes to mind is Bhagat Kabir Ji. Bhagat Kabir Ji was sitting at his home in Benares. And at that moment, the king Sikandar Badshah, he sent his soldiers to go arrest Bhagat Kabir Ji. They came to his house and they arrested him. And they brought him to the king. The king was sitting in his court, just like we're all sitting here today. Servants of the king were sitting in the court. And the king was sitting on the throne in front of everybody, higher than everybody. Everybody would come and they would bow to the king. And Bhagat Kabir Ji came inside. And the king thought that Bhagat Kabir Ji will bow to me too. But Bhagat Kabir Ji did not bow. Because the person who repeats the name of God, he does not shake off his path. He does not bow to anybody else. The king said to him, Kabir, do you know who I am? I am the king of this kingdom. I am the king. Everybody bows to me. I'm the king of everybody. I'm your ruler, Kabir. You have to bow to me. And Bhagat Kabir Ji laughed. He smiled and he said, Ko har saman nahi raja, ਇਹ ਭੂਪਤ ਸਭ ਦਿਵਸ ਚਾਰ ਕੇ ਝੂਠੇ ਕਰਤ ਦਵਾਜਾ. ਦੇਰ ਇਜ਼ ਨੋ ਕਿੰਗ ਇਕੁਅਲ ਟੂ ਗਾਡ. ਗਾਡ ਇਜ਼ ਮਾਈ ਕਿੰਗ. ਆਲ ਦੀਸ ਕਿੰਗਸ ਆਫ ਦਿਸ ਵਰਲਡ ਦੇ ਫਾਲਸ, ਦੇ ਕੈਨਟ ਡੂ ਐਨੀਥਿੰਗ ਟੂ ਮੀ. ਦੇਖੋ, ਤੇਰੋ ਜਨ ਹੋਏ ਸੋ ਇਕੱਤ ਡੋਲੇ, ਤੀਨ ਪਵਨ ਪਰ ਸਾਜਾ. ਦੇਰ ਇਜ਼ ਦੈਟ ਵਰਡ ਅਗੇਨ, ਡੁੱਲ. That he does not get shaken off his path. Why should I leave my God, who is the king of all kings, who will look after me wherever I go? I am not afraid of you. So the king, he ordered his soldiers to take Bhagat Kabir ji, and he told them, tie his hands and his legs up and throw him in the river. And that's what they did with Bhagat Kabir ji. They took Bhagat Kabir ji to the Ganga river. And Bhagat Kabir ji tells us himself what happened. Gang gusayan gahir gambir janjeer band kar khare kabir. Bhagat Kabir ji says, they took me to the river of Ganga. They tied my feet up. They tied my hands up. And they threw me right in the middle of the river of the Ganga. They thought I was dead, they left. But Kabir ji says, Man na dige tan kahe ko darae, Ram naam chit reho samaye rahao. Bhagat Kabir ji says, that they can do whatever they want to my body, but as long as my mind is still strong, as long as in my mind I still have faith in my God, I just kept on repeating the name of God, nothing can happen to me. Bhagat Kabir ji fell to the bottom of the river. And then what happened? Bhagat Kabir ji tells us what happened. Ganga ki leher, meri tutti janjeer, mirgshala par baithe kabhi. Kabir ji says that my chains miraculously broke and I floated up to the top of the river and I was saved. That is the strength of the name of God. Nothing can happen to that person who repeats the name of God. And that is what Satguruji is saying here. Diga na dole. Dhrid kar rahe ho, pooran hoi triptani. Kabhi Satguruji is saying that the name of God is so powerful, if we repeat it, we'll become just like that. See, we're human beings. When wind comes, it can knock us over. But wind cannot knock over a mountain. A mountain's too strong to knock over. And that's what in Gurbani they say, Tu mero mer parbat swami, ut gahi main har teri. They're saying, God, I'm just a human being. I can fall. I can be shaken off this path. But God, you are as big as a mountain. You're as strong as a mountain. Nobody can do anything to you. And they go, if I hold on to you, God, then nobody can touch me too. Na tum dolho, na hum girte, rakh lini har meri. God, if I hold on to you, you won't fall, and nothing can happen to me too, because I'm holding on to you. That is the power, the strength of the name of God, and that's what Satguruji is saying in this line. And they're saying if we repeat the name of God, we'll become tript, content, happy from inside. And Satguruji in the next line continues on.
Oye jo beech ham tum kach hote, din ki baat bilani.
Satguruji says, before there was a wall between me and my guru. I knew the guru was very great. I heard lots of sakhis about my guru. I heard a lot about how great my guru was, but I couldn't see him face to face. I had to go through a middleman because there was a wall of kaam, krodh, lobh, mohankar blocking me from seeing my guru clearly, to understanding my guru. But Satguruji says, I kept on repeating the name of God over and over, and now that wall has crumbled. And I can see my Satguru, my Lord, my God, standing face to face. There's no more need for a middleman. The next line, Satguruji continues.
Alankar milateli hoi heta te kanak vakhane.
Satguruji says, just like if you take two bricks of gold, you can melt gold down and it melts and becomes a liquid. And they said, if I take one brick of my right hand, another brick of my left hand, and I melt both hands, both bricks, and I put them into a bowl, they mix together and become one. And then if I was to ask you, can you tell me which liquid gold in there came from the right side brick, and which one came from the left, could you tell? You cannot tell. It becomes one. And Satguruji is saying, by repeating the name of God over and over and over again, we become one with God. Nobody can tell the difference. Nobody can tell the difference between you and God. You will become just like God. Next line, Satguruji says,
Pargateo jot sahaj sukh soba baje anhat bani.
Satguruji says, that once we keep on repeating the name of God over and over and over again, then inside of us the light of God comes on. We can see it inside of us. Pragatya jyot sahaj sukh soba. Satguruji says, inside of me I can see the light of God now from repeating the name over and over again. I've reached sahaj avastha, where there is no day, there is no night, there's no time. It's just the one God and nothing else. Satguruji explains to us that. And they say, inside of us, when that happens, bajje anhat. Satguruji says, inside of us, we start to hear the singing of God's name. Just like inside a life, when there's a ceremony, a special day, a wedding, a birthday, a child's birth, we celebrate. There's cheering, there's celebrating. The same way, this way, when we find God inside of us, there's celebration inside of us too. We start to hear the singing of God's word inside of us. And then Satguruji in the next line continues on.
Kaho Nanak ne chal kar badyo gur kiyo bandane.
Satguruji in the final line says that inside of myself I have found my true home. Why do they say home? When we live in life, we see one thing. Where do we think is our safest place in our life? We call it our home. All day we go to school. All day we go to work, we run around, but at the end of the day we come home. That's where we feel the most relaxed. All day we do this. If outside there's a serial killer on the loose, what do? We stay at home. We feel the safest at home. Just an example, now in the world, there's a SARS outbreak. You go to Hong Kong, nobody's going out back then about a month ago. They're all staying home because they feel the safest at home. And that's what Satguruji says here. They're saying that inside of you there's a home too. You'll find that home, that's the safest place inside of you where you'll feel the safest. And they said you'll find that home inside of you. But you can't find it on your own. They're saying only through the Guru's blessings, only if the Satguruji blesses you, only then can we find this home. That over the last 20-25 minutes is the definition, the meanings of this Shabad. Just in ending, I would like to end off with a quick summary of what Satguruji said in this Shabd, what we discussed. Satguru Ji started off saying that God is the one that created everything and He owns it all. We all belong to that God. Then they said the Guru is the only one who can help us in our needy time, in our time of need. The Guru is the only one that can help us. And then they continued on and to say by repeating the name of God, we will become just like God. We will get the strengths of God and we will become one with God. And Satguruji finally says in the final lines that we will find our home inside of us, that safe place inside of us, which we are all looking for. That is the meanings of this Shabd. If I have made many mistakes, I ask for your forgiveness. I ask for my Guru's forgiveness if I made any mistakes. Because the Guru's greatness is too great. Gur ki mehma agam hai. Kya kathe kathanhar? What can anybody say about the Guru? The Guru is too great to speak about. No one person can tell how great the Guru is. So in ending, I would like to ask for any forgiveness, any mistakes I made for your forgiveness. Let us all listen to the final two lines of this Shabad before we do Samapti.
Pragatyo jyota sahaj sukh sobha baje anhat bani kaho nanak neh chal kar badyo gur kiyo bandani.
Vaheguru ji ka khalsa, Vaheguru ji ki fateh.